Justice Nicholas Brown Mark found all 15 men guilty of conspiracy to import a prohibited drug without lawful authority. Two Colombians, a Venezuelan, and a Mexican were fined $1 million and sentenced to 5 years in prison for importing cocaine. A third Colombian was fined $1.5 million and given 5 years in prison, and a Colombian-American was fined $2.5 million and given 5 years in prison on the same charges. Justice Mark recommended that all the foreign nationals in this case be expelled from the country. Only President Ernest Bai Koroma can sign an expulsion order, and Attorney General Abdul Seri Kamal says the government agrees with the judge's recommendation. Agents from the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation are in Freetown, waiting to take custody of several of those convicted. But counsel for the convicted men object. Defense lawyer and Bar Association President Crispin Fio Edwards says expelling the men would be an insult to the dignity of the court.
Apart from the fact that it's an affront to our sovereignty, it is also a degradation of our judicial and legal system.
Those convicted include a resident of Guinea-Bissau, a man with joint Cuban-Togolese nationality, and several Sierra Leoneans, including two police officers, a national security officer, and two air traffic controllers. The four-month trial heard evidence that smugglers in a small white plane with a fake Red Cross emblem took on their cocaine cargo along the border between Colombia and Venezuela before making an unauthorized landing at Freetown's Lungi International Airport last July. The two-man crew taxied the Caracas-registered Cessna Conquest to a remote part of the tarmac and drove off in a waiting jeep, breaking through a locked gate on the airport's northern perimeter. Security personnel surrounded the plane and discovered several automatic weapons and nearly 700 kilograms of cocaine. The drugs seized in Sierra Leone's largest cocaine bust have an estimated value of $100 million. Justice Mark ordered the cocaine be destroyed. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.